For nearly 20 years, Henry Lyman hosted a radio program called Poems to a Listener out of WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts. He brought leading contemporary poets to the air, poets like Gwendolyn Brooks, Seamus Heaney, and Robert Penn Warren. Many have since passed away. In recognition of National Poetry Month, we're going to bring you excerpts from the archives of Poems to a Listener throughout the month of April. Today, a reclusive poet whose work was admired by Robert Frost. Here's Henry Lyman to introduce him.
Today I'd like to tell you about Robert Francis, an old friend of mine who lived in a two-room, one-story cottage in the wooded hills of Amherst. He built the little place in 1940 and called it Fort Juniper, after the low-growing juniper bushes that surrounded it. Like the juniper, Francis kept a low profile, hugging the ground, as it were, and living on next to nothing. But he was well published, eventually, and by the end of his life he'd produced 7 volumes of poetry and several books of prose. Here's Robert Francis at Fort Juniper in 1986.
Somebody once told me that I am, or can be, a mischievous poet. And perhaps here is an example. Alma Natura.
Which is the Latin for Mother Nature. It's a poem that portrays her as if she'd come straight out of a painting by Peter Paul Rubens.
Rubens, you know, was famous for his voluptuous women bursting at the seams. A humor broad to match the body, far too exuberant to be bawdy. A voice out of the stomach, burly, hair windblown like a sheaf of barley. Barefoot. What modern shoe could boot her? Ah, more than barefoot, more the better. A bust no bra could hope to capture. Let Peter Rubens paint the picture.
A bust no bra could hope to capture captures the whole universe, mischievously. Francis's poems range from mischievous to political to pastoral, often mingling all three together. But generally they're set in the natural world, the woods and fields in which he lived and walked.
I found a wonderful route eastward and found myself in a sort of natural garden, evergreens and spring flowers and so on. And from there I went up the hill and found myself at the top. This was Butter Hill. And my reward for that climb was a wonderful view in all directions, and also 12 white cattle who were standing there gazing. Would you like to hear the poem called Midsummer? 12 white cattle on the crest, milk white against the chicory skies. 6 gazing south, 6 gazing west, with the blue distance in their eyes. 12 white cattle standing still. Why should they move? There are no flies to tease them on this wind-washed hill. 12 white cattle utterly at rest. Why should they graze? They are past grazing. They have cropped the grass, they have had their fill. Now they stand gazing. And the white clouds above the hill move in the softly moving breeze. The cattle move not, they are still.
That was poet Robert Francis. He recited Midsummer for me in the spring of 1986. He was in his 85th year, and his eyesight was so poor that he could no longer read. But he spoke these poems from memory, sitting by the fireplace at Fort Juniper. Robert Francis died in 1987, 20 years ago this July.
And we'll hear more from Henry Lyman and his archives throughout the month of April. To listen to his full program with Robert Francis, visit our website, npr.org. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com. From the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting efforts to find and fight the causes of homelessness. On the web at MelvilleTrust.org. And from AT&T, joining with Singular to build a company where everything works together for the way people live. The new AT&T. Your world delivered. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Monday morning, we'll have the latest from Washington and from Iraq. And we'll meet the mother of more than a billion people.
She runs out of the Himalayan foothills before spilling into the Bay of Bengal. On her way, she provides sustenance to more people than the population of the United States.
She can tell you about one of the world's rising powers. I'm Steve Inskeep, a week on India's Ganges River, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.